do you have problems, turmoil, strife? They really get you down. Life is a real burden to you. Your thoughts go round and round. I wonder how you handle things when it gets rough at home. You turn to tablets, powders, drink. Stop. Listen to this poem. If you long for peace within you, if you want lasting happiness, Jesus Christ, God's only Son, says, come to me, I'll give you rest. He can take away the hurt, the sadness, guilt and fear. If you will turn to him today, he will draw you ever near. The wrong things you have ever done, he will forgive forever. He'll give you peace and joy and love, and he will leave you never. So won't you trust in him today? He's done so much for you. He's waiting to do even more. That's if you want him to.
Well, some important person once said, life wasn't meant to be easy. The Bible says, when all kinds of trials and temptations crowd into your life, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. That's found in James chapter 1. The next verses go on to tell us that God is testing our faith and will produce in us spiritual growth and endurance by the trials that we have in our lives. My crisis is 6 years old and her name is Sherilyn. She is my brain damaged daughter. Now when this crisis came into our family life, I did not welcome it, as I just read that we should. I was too busy feeling sorry for myself and too busy looking into the future and sort of worrying about how things were going to turn out. And I wasn't ready to meet the challenge. Sure, I was a Christian, but I was a very lazy one, actually. I was content to accept the Lord as my saviour, but I wasn't really willing to allow him to control my life. And I didn't want to grow up spiritually. Our family went through a very trying time, the first 2 years of Sherilyn's life, before we knew that her problem was a mental one. She had bad temper tantrums and screaming and head banging and continual crying for quite a while. And I can't remember the details of the things she used to get up to, which is probably just as well. I think the Lord has wisely wiped them out of my memory bank. But if you've had a mischievous child and you know what they get up to, well, perhaps if you multiply that by about 10, you'll understand something of what she was like. Then until she was 4, I coped somehow, just trusting in the Lord a little bit, but I was really battling on my own a lot. I was worried about our son, who was 2 years older than Sherilyn, that he would become perhaps bitter, frustrated, that he would be jealous of the attention that was necessary to give her. I should have taken notice of a verse that's in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, and verse 7, which goes like this. Let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. The turning point came for me 2 years ago at this lady's house party here. And I was talking to a Christian woman who'd been through very much the same sort of situation I had, only very much, much worse. And she was the only person that I'd been able to talk to who really understood how I felt and what I'd been through at home. And the sense of sharing my problems with her, or actually her sharing with me, I think I cried on her shoulder more, it was really beautiful, because to know that someone else has felt the way that you felt helped you to be comforted. There is someone else who knows even more and understands more what we are going through. And there is a verse in Hebrews which says, he himself, that's Jesus, has shared fully in all our experience of temptation, except that he never sinned. And I was ashamed to admit to this woman that I just didn't really believe that verse. I couldn't understand how the Lord Jesus, by experience, had been through and understood just what I was going through. I've since come to terms with that verse in this way. In John's Gospel, we're told that wouldn't have been enough room in the world for all the written things that Jesus did. for all the details to be written down about what he did when he was on earth. So I thought, well, who knows what contact he had in that time with children like mine. It's even possible, I suppose, that one of his brothers or sisters was like my daughter, or one of his close relatives. But the verse says, he shared fully in all our experience of temptation. That means that he has shared in my experience, and so he understands and sympathises with me. It also means he shared in your experience, whatever it is, and he can understand your problem and sympathise with you and know how you feel too. I learnt at that house party just how scriptural it is to live one day at a time. And I hadn't, you know, really realised it before. Just to ask the Lord Jesus for enough patience and love and understanding for that day and leave the rest of the time for him to work out in his time. And from that time, I was determined to live my Christian life as the Lord wanted me to. It's amazing how since then some wonderful things have happened. I'll tell you about a couple of them. I used to worry about her son, as I said, just wondering how it would affect him being living in a house with a little girl like Sherilyn, who took so much attention and used to really get into his bedroom and muck everything up and tear things up and really create havoc in his room if he left the door open. And this sort of thing really gets to children, doesn't it? But anyway, he loves Sherilyn very much, and he's very good with her. He helps me with her. And just a month ago, he trusted Jesus as his saviour. I used to worry about Sherilyn's education, but she's now in what I believe to be the best day school in the state, with the most dedicated headmaster and teachers that you could wish to find, because I'm very biased. I think it is the best. But she is progressing beautifully, and she loves going to school each day. Perhaps you're wondering just what she's like. Well, she's now quite happy, most happy little girl. She's quite lovable. She's 6 years old, but she's probably functioning in most areas as about a four-year-old, roughly. It's hard to sort of put a determined age on. Roughly about a four-year-old level. Everyone says she looks like me. Well, I brought a photo of me this weekend if anyone's interested in looking. You know what proud mothers are like. I want to say publicly thank you to my Christian friends this morning. Don't be too proud to let your friends help you if you need a hand, and if they offer to help, don't be too proud to let them. A few weeks after that house party, I was given a list of dates and names of Christian friends who had volunteered to look after my daughter every third Sunday morning so that my husband and I could worship together, something we hadn't been able to do for a long time. And I was overwhelmed by the love and concern of these ones who'd volunteered to do this. I was even more overwhelmed when we could throw the list away 6 months later. I didn't tell you, the list was made up for more than 12 months in advance. And we only used it for about 6 months because from then on we were able to bring Cheryl into the meetings with us, and she could sit in with us, and she's very well behaved, I think. So you see how wonderful the Lord is to know those who know him. And we're really enjoying our daughter just now. It's something we haven't been able to do very much. And our life, our home life, is not under the stress and the strain that it used to be. We're confident that as the Lord has met, more than met our needs in the past, so he will in the future. And we will trust in him. He's blessed us in our home as we've grown spiritually. So I'd say to you, don't be a lazy Christian. Grow up. Grow up spiritually. It's the only worthwhile way to live.